The need for Christians to raise the moral bar has been emphasized. According to the trustee of the Church of Christ Spiritual Movement, the Reverend Dr. Dan Markin, as the light of the world, Christians in Ghana owe the nation a responsibility to help fight indiscipline, which has resulted in some of the challenges the nation is confronted with. In his view, it is time Christians and other religious bodies led the fight against negative attitudes.
The issue is that as Christians, we are supposed to be the light of the world. We are supposed to be the salt of the world. And if in our country, Christians are said to be the majority, and yet we have filth all over, and yet corruption is on ascendancy, then the question that comes, that who is the one influencing the corruption and who is the one influencing the filth? If Christians, we are the majority, then as we have in democracy, is the rule of the majority, then one could easily say that we, the Christians, have failed our country. Maybe we've failed society. Maybe we've not been the light as we ought to be. Maybe we ourselves are propagating the filth and the corruption. And that is where we all have to rise to the occasion. As churches, as individuals, we need to go back to what the scripture says. God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. Godliness and cleanliness, they go hand in hand. So it is important that we raise the moral bar, even from our pulpit, and let the people know and let the citizenry know that we have a responsibility to our nation, to our people, and to God by being clean. The moral decadence, yes, I agree, if it's on ascendancy. The Constitution deals with legality. Who deals with the morality? I think that much more it relies on churches, social organizations, to be able to educate and call on people to leave the moral high ground and be better in what we do. And if morality goes down, definitely it's our cultural behavior and affect our living standards, and it will lead to even illegality, because it is from the moral character. And as we look at things, then we can look at things, whether it is legal or not legal. But let me say it again, we all have a responsibility.
On governance, Reverend Markin was emphatic that it must be seen as a shared responsibility.
Governance generally has to be a shared responsibility. If you read Article 1 of our Constitution, it talks about that the sovereignty and the sovereign power is derived from the people. As a people, we want to go somewhere, and we choose leaders to come and lead us go where we want to go. So it is not only one person's duty. It is all of us to develop our country. The shared responsibility. If, for instance, as I talked earlier on about the filth, we littering around and putting filth anywhere, and as a result of our actions or inactions, some people have died out of cholera. The question is, will God not ask us about it? Are we being our brother's keeper? Are we helping in good governance? So governance is a shared responsibility. However small we find ourselves in, we have to contribute our quota as a people. We need to develop our country. Nobody will come from another place to come and develop our country. And if I'm in my hamlet and I develop my hamlet, and another person develops his hamlet, and we all do it together, then we can develop our country as fast as we can. But where some people sit on the fence or are contributing to denigrating and making the governance impossible and making the development of our country become a retrogressive kind of action, then it makes it very difficult for any one person to rule or govern the country. It's a shared responsibility, either from our assemblies or our units or our constituencies or our districts. We all have to contribute to build a better Ghana. We have a country to develop, and all of us must put our hands on that.